You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Show Recaps Theater presents Movies. So many movies as reviewed for you by your friends at Post Show Recaps, featuring Grace and Ariel and their incredible movie takes. We hope you enjoy the show.
Wee-oo, we're in an ambulance. My name is Chris. I'm here with my co-host Ariel. Hi, Ariel. Wee-oo.
I just spit something.
I know, I didn't run the bit by you.
That's always better. Oh my God, wee-oo to you too.
Wee-oo to you too. I love it.
Incredible. We're just going to be in this ambulance for the entire podcast, basically.
Yes, I was saying just before, if you have not yet watched Ambulance, perhaps lower your expectations about how much of the movie will actually take place in an ambulance, because it's a lot of it. I mean, lower or raise, I guess.
Right. Yeah, lower your expectations. I don't know. Like, you're going to be out of the ambulance.
Yeah, like surely this like 90-minute movie will not take place entirely in an ambulance, and boy, I was wrong. It pretty much takes place entirely in an ambulance.
And you would think a movie that is actually called Ambulance would have like a little bit more LA. I mean, it does have the LA River. But you want to like see LA proper, and you know, there's a lot of ambulance to say the least.
Okay. Gosh, this movie, I thought it was going to be so silly. I mean, it is silly. It's not like it's not silly, but boy, the first time I ever saw this trailer, and then it's like Michael Bay coming back, and it's like Ambulance, and the LA is like stylized. I was like, boy, that looks like my least favorite type of movie ever. And I had so much fun watching Ambulance. It was so fun.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's a thing about like, and I've heard this before, and I'm kind of reluctant and just like, oh, you know, lower your expectations. And I'm like, no, sometimes I want to have the high expectations. My expectations could not have been lower for this. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I was like, definitely was not expected to enjoy a Michael Bay movie this much. It was good. It was like, is this movie great? I can't tell. Like, this is so weird.
I mean, this is a movie. I feel like there was critiques of, I am going to compare this a little bit to Spider-Man No Way Home, in that everyone like had so much fun in the theater, Spider-Man No Way Home. And I think the more you like walked away from that movie, you were like, oh yeah, that thing doesn't make sense. Like, oh yeah, that, like that's a little bit weird. I feel like Ambulance has a little bit of that, where like it's such a, I mean, we've talked a lot about like, is this a vibes movie, a character movie, whatever. This is such a vibes movie in the sense of like, you're just on this like, you know, car ambulance chase with them the whole time. The plot doesn't really matter. And so when I leave, I'm like, yeah, probably wasn't great. But the whole time I'm in there, I'm like, this is fun. This is great. I like this a lot.
Yeah, the vibes are Ambulance. Like, it's a vibes.
Yeah.
Giving Ambulance.
Yes.
Yeah, Jake, you know, and I got to say right off the bat, like, Jake Gyllenhaal is someone, speaking of Spider-Man, a previous Spider-Man, but still MCU Spider-Man, like, I was not a fan of, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's more recent, like, I feel like he's kind of become a little bit like Al Pacino, and that like he seems to be playing like the same, like very eccentric, very like, like heightened, whatever role, idiosyncratic. And I was like, not looking forward to that part of the movie with him in it.
Yeah.
This is like arguably his best performance in years from Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's
like,
wild in this movie.
It's just like he is fully allowed to be that. But in this movie, it just fits so much better and it doesn't feel like it's taking me out of the movie.
Yeah, he did like a Nightcrawler, yeah, and then he was Mysterio and Spider-Man. He did Velvet Buzzsaw, a Netflix movie, actually quite liked. But yeah, he's certainly like taken on these eccentric like wild roles, and this is just like turned up to 11. Like he's wild in this movie.
Yeah, like you see the trailer and that's him in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody needs to rush out and see this movie. If you're going to like, I mean, I feel like I give the same thing every time. If you like action movies, if you're a fan of Michael Bay.
If you've been wondering what Michael Bay has been up to, we've got your answer right here.
No, it actually isn't either, because he just did Transformers movies for 10 years and then was like, all right, I'll come back. I'll come do something else.
Right. Since he last did it. Since he last did Transformers. But even that, like I watched the trailer again just now, right before this, and they did the same like robot-y voice thing that they did for the Transformers movie, where they take like a popular song, or you know, an old song that was popular at one point that people really know, but let's slow it down and give it like a robot voice. And they did it to Transformer because that makes sense. It's robots. But then they also did it here. I'm like, what is the ambulance a robot? Like, is it a Transformer?
I don't know. Michael Bay went and was like, okay, I'm going to do Transformers movies. I'll take a little break to do Pain and Gain. Back to Transformers movies. He did like Six Underground. He did a Netflix movie last year. But yeah, this does feel like a little bit of a return to form for Michael Bay. This was fun. And also, Michael Bay found drones.
I was going to ask. I was like, and Grace, what did Michael Bay find while on his little walkabout?
Yeah, I think he had a nice Christmas where he got a drone for Christmas. And he was like, yes, I'm ready to come back. I'm ready
from
for my comeback.
Mrs. Bay. Yeah.
From Mrs. Bay. Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to use the hell out of this drone.
Right. It's like, what if robots, but on a helicopter and there's a camera?
He was so happy this whole filming. I can just see. There's so many times where the scene is just a drone watching an ambulance. A lot. It's a lot.
But the drone's doing work. Like, the drone is doing like Papa wheelies in the air. The drone is doing flips. I'm like, how did they get the drone to do that? I didn't know drones could do like the roller coaster thing.
I do agree. You know what? I talked about Jake Gyllenhaal's performance, but I thought Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, I thought his performance is, I think he's the best part of the movie. Maybe Isaac Gonzalez, I think, also is pretty good in this movie. And if you're just going to have
between the two of them, they're like the heart of the movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally agree. And then Jake's just like bouncing off of them. Yeah. I mean, the plot, like, they're two adoptive siblings. So that's wild. Who their dad was like a notorious bank robber. And so they're going to do like, the idea kind of is that Yahya Abdul-Mateen is going to like, it feels like he's willing to do like this one thing with his brother because he's really short on money and wants to like help his wife, and he has a little baby and his wife maybe has some medical bills. I can't tell if that was like from the birth or from something different. And Danny, who played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is like still in it. It's like, come, we're gonna rob this bank. And then an ambulance chase scene ensues. Isaac Gonzalez plays the EMT in the ambulance, and that's the plot of the movie. And it's yeah, it's pretty darn fun. I would say go see it. It's worth like seeing in movies if you feel comfortable enough to go see a film in the theaters right now. And if you don't, catch it sometime, you know, when it comes out on streaming, and you'll just have a little delightful little romp with ambulance.
You will have a blast if you like action movies, if you enjoy explosions, if you enjoy watching a car being chased by other cars being cornered, and you're like, how is the one car going to get out of that? And then it does. That's you want to see this. You should see this.
Yeah, Jess Sterling would definitely describe this as a car movie.
This is ambulance probably movie, but... the most car movie of all the movies that she has called car movies.
yeah, definitely of anything we've covered for sure.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's the movie. I feel like we can't go, you know, I don't feel that there's a ton to spoil, but there is some spoilable stuff, and we should talk about it.
Yes.
So, ambulance, a movie with drones and an ambulance. Right. I don't know. Where should we start? I don't even know. There's so much here, and I could spoil things right away. But
Gyllenhaal. I mean, we should start, I guess, at the bank scene, because they do a really good job of like, so you've already been in the movie for, let's say, like maybe 10-15 minutes at this point, right? And like they're establishing the stakes and the relationships and why he needs money and Jake Gyllenhaal's a thief, whatever. And you know, the missus is like, oh, you know, she has her medical problem, as you said. And then so they decide they're going to do this, but then all of a sudden it has skipped forward in time a little bit, and it's like we're all of a sudden mid bank rob, and like the cops happen to be there, but only because one of them is like trying to mack it to a girl at the bank. Like, it's
yeah,
so
he has a
weird
crush on one of the girls, and his like partner is like, we're gonna go back to the bank right now, and you're gonna like go up and ask for her like her name and get her number, basically. And that's the only reason why there happens to be a set of police officers who also, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, like Danny, like lets him into the thing. Like, obviously it would cause like a, you know, to say no, you can't, you know, he's saying oh, we have to switch out stuff from the back at the moment, so like we're closed. And
yeah, he tries,
he's very pushy for, you know, this officer who wants to get like this girl's number. I feel like he'd be like, well, you know, okay, I'll go. But he like Danny eventually lets him in. And I do love that we do jump right like midway into the bank heist, because when I saw the trailer for this movie, I kind of thought like the first 30 to 40 minutes would be like the lead up to like, okay, yeah, Will, who played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen, like he does not want to do it. And so Danny has to like convince him and like tell him why it's a good plan. No. Will shows up to meet Danny and is like, you know, hey, I'm kind of looking for work. I'm kind of struggling to find work. And he's like, oh, we're like pulling off the biggest bank robbery ever today. If you want to come and join, you can. And like, basically is like, he does have to convince him, but this movie all takes place in a day. The whole movie. It's great.
It's the busiest day I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like it's there's a lot that goes on. But yeah, I really do love, like I said, like going in, because then the camera pans back and they're all already in there with guns and like holding the people hostage. And he does try to, Jake Gyllenhaal's character, like avoid the cop finding out, but you know that the cop has to find out, because that's why the cops are there. And it's just like raised, all of a sudden it's raised to 11, and the stakes for Will's character, especially, who like you really don't want to see get involved in this, but he needs the money. It's like, wow, now he's like really in a, it's not, well, like, can he get out of this? You know,
there's some fun thing, some stuff that they established very on. I don't remember what this guy's name. I'm looking at the IMDb. It might be Trent. I presume is the guy's name, who's like in on the bank robbery, and they're like, dude, you wore like Birkenstocks to like rob a bank. He's like such a surfer bro dude. They're all like, he's getting made fun of. And then in the ensuing like trying to flee with all the money, basically everybody except Danny and Will die or get arrested or whatever. And then we're sort of left with them. Looks like they're on the verge of getting caught by the guy who tries to get the girl's number, Officer Zach. And as he's like tackling Danny, Will ends up shooting him, and this is a big thing for the rest of the movie, of like they shot a cop, so they're like cop killers. Right. And the idea that like that's really bad for will. But my biggest complaint of the movie, if I have one, is that this whole thing, I guess they don't actually know whether he killed him, but he did shoot him, because I think Officer Zach might survive, maybe. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But there's this whole thing about, like, we can't kill anyone.
I think at the end, yes.
Oh, wait, hold on. They put Officer Zach in the ambulance. I forget, the most very like critical piece of the whole movie is that they have a hostage in the, they have two hostages. They have a Cam, the EMT person, and they're also helping Officer Zach because he's been shot. And so she's like keeping him alive. This whole movie, some of the premise is like, we can't kill this cop. And then they go on this chase scene where like cars are flipping over, cars are exploding. I'm like, I think you might have killed some cops. I think your ambulance chase.
Yes,
but there's so right. much in this movie. It's like, we can't kill the cop.
Uh-huh. No harm done to any cops, but like the one, and then like the other cops, the ones who are chasing them. And like, we have Garrett Dillahunt joining the cast, like wearing like Boston garb. Like, he's very, you know, he got called in the middle of the day, whatever. I think he's supposed to be off or something. And
with his dog. Yeah.
They're like, don't approach, you know, or don't engage. Do not get, you know, too physical with the ambulance, because there's a cop inside. But there's a lot of other stuff happening.
Well, there's a lot of other cops who I think die like along the way. Yeah. And the central premise of the movie is like, we need to get away, but also they will hunt us down for the rest of our lives if we've like killed a cop, right? Like, and also, so I just feel like, I guess maybe it's more like, if the cop inside is dead, then like perhaps they, yeah, I guess that idea of like, yeah, they won't like tail us as close. But there's also still like an EMT, mm-hmm. like hostage fully in the ambulance.
Right.
So. Yeah,
I kept expecting the cop to die, and then it'd be like, how long until they find out that the cop is dead? And now we don't have that, and now they're just gonna like ram us basically like off the bridge.
Yeah, Isaac Gonzalez is, I think, again, we talked about like whether her or Abdul-Mateen are like the strongest part of the movie. She's really great. Like, when we meet her, she has this like first day on the job EMT guy who's with her, and she's like, we see a very brutal scene of like this kid who's like been impaled in the like car seat in the car. It's brutal, and she like handles it like very well, and then manages to like save her life. Actually, we don't really know. The other guy's like, aren't we gonna figure out if she like lives? And he's like, nope, you gotta forget it. We get, you know, there'll be another call, and we'll like do, is how she like
gotta move on.
Gonna move on. It's how she copes with like her job. Yeah, and then mm-hmm. she's the one who ends up in the back of the EMT trying to save this police officer. But she's really great. I think this is a great, I haven't really seen her in much, but I thought she was a standout in this movie.
Oh, no, she's really good. And to be able to stand up to those two, like acting ability wise and like just be in the moment, like it's not nothing. Like, both her character was doing something crazy, and like the actress had to do something a little bit crazy, because you're basically in close quarters with these people for like a large chunk of the movie. Mm-hmm. And she really has to sell it. And she gives great like camera angle from below Michael Bay like hair shot. It's mm-hmm. very good. It's very well mm-hmm. done.
Should we talk about the wildest scene in a movie I've seen in a very long time that involves EMT Cam?
That involves like a Zoom call, basically.
So the officer is like dying, and yeah, they realize they need to do like surgery, basically, mm-hmm. some sort of like, you know, get something out of him or whatever. He ruptures his spleen. And so Cam's ex is this like doctor, surgeon, who mm-hmm. she hasn't talked to in a while, and he calls her, and he's golfing with another guy. He's at home, and then he like zooms in, like third party calls a guy on the golf course.
Yeah, two guys who are playing golf who happen to be together, and he's like basically conference calling in all these people, and they're like walking her through like what not to do and what to do. It's kind of insane.
And Will's involved, because Will was in the army and like did do some medical stuff. And they're just need to like hold open Zach's stomach so that she can like get the spleen out, and like all this happening while they're being chased by cops. And it's just and eventually like the power dies on the Zoom, on the iPad. So like they're gone.
Keep your phone charged, people. Your device is charged. Shame on me. This would happen to me.
Wouldn't happen to Josh Wiggler.
It wouldn't happen to Josh or Jess. I think it's like if she loses, like the situation is such that like they want to, like, I've watched 18 years of Grey's Anatomy at this point, and I watched a lot of ER. Like, I watched, so like this kind of scene isn't new to me. Like when you put a doctor, but in that case, it's a well-trained doctor in a crazy situation, watch and see. But here it's like, you're walking people through a thing that they have never done ever. They're in a moving vehicle, although they slow down, right? I think that was like...
They do. But like Danny is like arguing about like how slow he can actually go, right. You know?
Don't go over 25! It's very harrowing.
It's very speed. Yeah.
And then everybody else is like, they're doing surgery. We can't follow them too quickly. So like everyone is just like, it's like the slowest speed chase you've ever seen at like 20 to 30 miles per hour. It's pretty crazy.
It's wild. That scene is wild. It's so,
and they still manage, even when they're still done, they still manage to keep like the tension up really high. I mean, obviously he's open wound, whatever, but it's crazy.
Yeah. And I think this is also like when Cam and Will are like helping each other out with the surgery, this is like where they sort of like start to chat and connect and realize that like Will might be the way to like break through and like stop this whole thing from happening. Like Danny is like totally unhinged. I think there's a moment where he gets blood spattered on him, and she's like, what do we do? We can't do that. And he's like, listen, life isn't perfect. Like, I didn't want to have herpes, but I have herpes. Like, oh, he's like, and when he gets like something, she blows the fire extinguisher on them, and they pull over, and he's like, this is cashmere. Like, he's just wild in this movie.
Yeah, I'm glad they found something for him to do, Jake Gyllenhaal, because like I said, it was not working before. I saw the trailer for Velvet Buzzsaw. It looked like he was basically playing a version of this character, and I was not interested. Uh-huh. But here it's like, yeah, turn it up higher. Like, this is you're keeping me entertained in this like wild movie, because he's being, you know, he's played against Will's character, and it's just like, at least we have normal people here to temper it a little bit.
It's so great. Yeah. I love it. Let's take a quick commercial break. We come back, we'll chat through the rest of Ambulance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. This movie decides, like halfway through, that it's going to add basically two more plot points into the movie, one of which wasn't even referenced early in the movie. So the one is fine. It's like, okay, how are we going to get out of this? Okay, we'll work with Poppy, who I guess leads some
Poppy from Pose.
Poppy from Pose. I wish.
Can you imagine?
Where's Poppy from Pose? He hasn't been in enough stuff. He should have been. He should have broken out by now.
Where is Poppy from?
Where's Poppy? Where is he? Angel Biz Mercurio. What are you? What are you doing? Get into movies.
Hire this man.
Anyway, so Poppy leads the like this like cartel or whatever and was like willing to help them out as long as he gets like half of the cut. So that's their like right. escape plan. Like yeah. you'll help us out, I'll give you half of the money. I believe it's like they had stolen $16 million, so $8 million will go to Poppy and Danny and Will will split the other $8 million. Okay, cool. We have one new big plot line about halfway through the movie. Also, we got to get the FBI involved. And it happens that the person who gets assigned to the case is, first of all, LGBTQ, which is great. We love to see it. But also he knows Danny because Danny pretended to go to college. And they were like classmates. And this guy just shows up like three quarters of the way through the movie. And they're like, he's like, yeah, I know how to talk to Danny because we like pretend he pretended to go to school with me. So I know him and I'll
That's
get him.
That's right. It's what's his name from Westworld. Kier O'Donnell. Wasn't he in Westworld? No, I'm getting confused with somebody else. But
he is Kier O'Donnell, from something.
He's that guy, Kier O'Donnell.
Oh, do you know what he's famous for? I think that his most famous role. He is the guy from Wedding Crashers who like paints the pictures and is weird to Vince Vaughn's character. That's I feel like right. that's his most famous role.
Wait, he was in The Dry, which is Australian. He had an he's Australian. That makes more sense. I was like, wow, he does a great fake Australian accent. But he's actually Australian.
Also in Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Mall Cop yeah, Part 1.
He's Todd from Wedding Crashers. Look at him.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like, no, I know this guy. Let me talk to him.
He's like, you know, the John Mulaney where it's just like, he's like, I'm gay. I'm new in town. And I know Danny. It's like, okay. That's all we need to know about FBI agents, Anson Clark. He's like in therapy and he's like, you are focused too much on work. And he's like, gotta go. Danny's stolen ambulance. See ya. And then he gets in an argument with Monroe a bunch. It's great. Michael Bay just being like, yeah, let's add a new character in the third act.
That thing with like the, cause it's basically Danny is making a call on the fly. Like they're in the ambulance and he's like, let me call in a favor. He's going to call these like cartel people who don't trust him and they shouldn't, but they are like provide. And then they have like a plan that they're going to like, I mean, which is a great plan really, but they're going to like get other, he needs them to get other ambulances.
All the ambulances.
All other ambulance eye, other ambuli.
Yes.
So that he can go under a tunnel and then all the ambuli come out at once and we don't know who the real one is. This is wild on the fly. Like they're still mid chase. And like, how are you going to meet up with these people? This, I mean, I don't know if the logistics made sense,
and Wale plays, I believe it's what plays Castro, who is his like assistant who like, there's some great comic. I mean, there's so much comic relief in this movie, but, Danny constantly calling and he's like, yeah, all the flamingos got delivered here. He's like, no, those should be at my house for my daughter's birthday. Like they're at the wrong place.
He is the worst assistant. Princess Carolyn and BoJack gets a really bad assistant at one point. This guy is that person where he's just like, you can't even do it right. You're giving me more work by doing it wrong. Like it's just, I hate that stuff. It gives me like, be a good assistant, at least try or quit your job.
So then he's like, I need you to we're going to meet at this place where all the ambulances will be. I need you to bring paint, like to spray paint the ambulance and make sure it's blue. And then they show up and it's green. And I don't really get why you paint one of them green and not like, why not paint a bunch of, anyway, whatever. And this is the plan. They like are under the bridge and very also conveniently the FBI and, you know, Monroe are all like, you know, let them take a break and then we'll get them when they come out. He wouldn't go in. Go in.
Let him. He's not in the bathroom. Like, get in there. And then they only paint the one that's the real one. Doesn't that make it more obvious?
I don't get it.
It was like for us. It was like so that we could follow which viewers, like which ambulance was in.
True. Why did he want it blue? And yeah, why wouldn't you go in one of the ambulances? Anyway, whatever. Now we know that he's in the green ambulance. So
Boom, that's drone shot.
Yeah, we're gonna drone this ambulance, this green ambulance.
Straight out of this.
I know. I could say it. So yeah, they get a, they get away for a bit, I guess, and then they're just not. Their plan doesn't work, but they do have end up getting to Poppy's hideout. But in a showdown, Roberto drives an empty ambulance towards the police that's filled with C4 explosives. But
this seems excessive. This seems like you're just gonna piss him off.
Mark is, I think Officer Mark, I believe, is Officer Zach's partner who like brought him back to the bank and then has been like on a mission to like join this like chase. He ends up chasing and killing Roberto, who's Poppy's son. And Monroe dies because they also have like a lowrider that like has a machine gun and it shoots and kills Monroe. I feel like Monroe gets a very like boring exit. I mean, he gets shot with a machine gun.
This machine gun, again, just very excessive. Like you didn't need to declare war on the police. Like you could have just like caused a diversion. This is like murder. To your point about like people dying, people died here.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, we can't kill cops. And then they set up a machine gun to kill a bunch of cops.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I guess in fairness, it's the cartel, but like Danny knew what he was doing. Danny knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he knows. So Roberto is dead and Poppy finds out and he is not happy. And so Will and Danny get to Poppy's hideout and Poppy's like, okay, like you have to leave the officer and the EMT because like, I'm going to kill them because like they killed my son.
Because my son is dead. Yeah.
And then Will's like, no, that's absolutely not the deal. And then this is a whole thing where like, I think when like, Officer Mark goes to like when Zach is being put in the ambulance, the gun gets put under Officer Zach. So underneath him the whole time, his gun has been there. So then when he like actually is getting up to get out, Cam notices his gun. So it looks like she might go on some like, you know,
murderous rampage.
Yeah. She's going to shoot her way out, but no, she accidentally kills Will as Will goes to
you shouldn't have snuck up on her, Will. What were you doing?
I know, it's true.
This is not good. This is like, oh no, let's like raise the stakes once again. We're like, now there is another gunshot victim, another gunshot wound, really. And now it's somebody we actually like know and care about. And it's like, oh no.
I did when Will refused to cooperate, him and Danny then agree they kill Poppy and the entire crew. Take all the money. Right. And then coming back to the ambulance, Will gets shot by Cam. Brutal. The person that she thought she could like make inroads with. And he just like basically saved her life.
Yeah. And they clearly, like, I think there is an element, especially at first, of like, okay, I can like scam. Like they're both like, I can scam this other person into doing what I want. But there is like, they're in this incredibly harrowing situation. Neither of them like kind of wanting to be in it at this point. So there is just like the normal bonding where it's like, okay, we cling to each other because we're the only people who know here that we shouldn't be here. And this is bad.
Yeah. So then Danny finds, he drives Will to the hospital in an ambulance, the best vehicle to drive somebody to the hospital in. Mm-hmm. But then realizes, he finds Zach's gun and realizes Cam admits that she shot Will. So then he threatens to kill her, like holding her hostage outside of the ambulance while they're confronting all the police. And then Will shoots Danny in the back, his own brother.
Talk about a metaphor.
Wow.
Tired, stabbed in the back, wired, shooting
your own brother. But then this is what, so then they're like lying on the ground and Danny apologized to Will, and then I guess Danny dies, and then the police arrest Will and take him inside. Cam had taken, somebody had put, was it Will, somebody put money aside. She takes the money and puts it into like Will's wife's like bag or like stroller. Yeah. I think because they have a small little baby. And I just think like this is a bad move to take the bank robbery money and give it to Will's wife. Like, I know she needs the money, but I also think I feel that's like evident. They get caught immediately. Like, how'd you get all this money? And right. I know your husband did a bank robbery.
Did your husband just murder some people?
But whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, I do appreciate, like, it's that tried and true. Like, we talked about the Michael Bay of it all, right? And like, Michael Bay's been around for a while, and he's done like some very 90s, early 2000s like action movies. And there's that tried and true, like, sometimes the good guys have to do something a little bad because the world is bad. And they have to like match the world. And it's like, yeah, this is that kind of stuff where it's like, yeah, we stole the money because we needed some of the money for the operation. She's still got to have the operation, you know, bank robbery aside.
And he now has to have surgery. So Zach's asked to like, when he wakes up, he's asked to like point who shot him. And he says that Will saved his life. So very dramatic. That's the end of the movie. Danny's dead. Will has surgery. Cam gave the money to Will's wife. Mm-hmm. That's the movie.
Yeah. Just shout out again. Asa Gonzalez. As Cam, like, just amazing, like really good stuff. She looks great. Like, just, and I don't mean that like in the she's a good looking person, although she is, but she just like looks great in this movie. So like the dry you know, there's something about that like Michael Bay, that kind of filter that he likes to use, like all the gritty dirty stuff, like she gets stuff on her face, whatever, blood, dry blood, it all looks so cool because like Michael Bay is like, yeah, this drone has filters now.
Yep,
she just looks. She looks great.
She's great. She has two upcoming projects. I think she's gonna be an Apple TV series that is also starring Meryl Streep, I believe, and Kit Harington. So that should be pretty good. David Diggs is in it as well. And Apple TV has been hitting on all cylinders recently. And then she also got cast in a Netflix show from Game of Thrones creator Benioff and Weiss. So she's got big stuff on the agenda.
Benioff and Weiss, be careful.
I know. I just like, maybe like the first, if it's an adapt, it is an adaptation,
right? So the first few seasons will be good.
That's right. And then Isa, just back out when they get to like five or six. You know,
make sure you get killed off in season two finale.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of the cast, gotta shout out one thing that I wanted to, and one thing that I just discovered on IMDb. First, I already mentioned Garrett Dillahunt, but you know, he's doing great work here as just being like that cop guy. But I've always loved him from, he's been in a lot of things. I've always loved him from the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator TV show that Fox had done, which is like really underrated. He was one of the Terminators, and just as dumb as it sounds, really good at terminating, like really good at being a Terminator.
That's great.
And love to see him now doing actual roles, because that was like my first thing as far as I can remember that I saw him in. I was like, wow, can he actually act though? Even though he's acting like a robot, the answer is he does have emotions. So yeah, appreciate him here.
He's been like kind of like, he's a recurring role guy, or like he'll be in a big movie, but like in the background. Like, he's in No Country for Old Men. He's in the Brad Pitt, Jesse James movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff, but I feel like he's not leading anything, you know, but
right.
Maybe. No.
There is. And so the other thing I just discovered is that clearly someone is a
I've seen this,
like a Mel Gibson stan.
Yes.
Because there are two characters, and I think they were in, because there are like these, they're not goons, but they're like Garrett Dillahunt's characters, like FBI sidekicks, whatever. Yeah. his squad. One of them is named William Wallace, which in and of itself is like, okay, maybe that's a coincidence. But then there's another one actually named Mel Gibson.
I love that. I love that they're like, all right, Will Wallace. Let's, you know, okay, nice. Like, wink. And then it's like, and Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. And it's so Michael Bay, because anytime you're like, oh, this is subtle, then like there's another explosion. You're like, oh, there it is. Then like, it's like very not subtle at all. Like, hit you over the head. Okay, the Mel Gibson after the William Wallace is the hit you over the head explosion. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I like this movie a lot. I thought that there's a bunch of like it's just them driving around. I think that if you were like lived in, I mean, it very much reminded me of the Californian sketch from SNL, because they're like constantly being like, right? We gotta get on the 505 and then we're gonna go over here. And it's like they're just
across
like
the name, Del Taco.
Yeah, they're like name dropping like apparently like real places, and like the people have said that sort of the like the roots sort of work like tracks. Only critique I've seen is that like no, because they're talking about like we gotta avoid rush hour, like we can't be rush hour. And apparently just like LA traffic is always bad.
Always so
it's, like,
bad.
Critique about like the traffic and the setting is just like, yeah, I don't know how like there's just not constantly traffic all the time. But yeah, it's so fun. I mean, it's so hard. I mean, like I watched this movie a few weeks ago, so it's hard for me to like recall specific like action scenes, especially when the movie is like literally ambulance chases, like after ambulance chases, you know, like I remember like, oh yeah, multiple ambulances. I remember the surgery and the car, but I feel like overall, I just thought it was like super fun. And I'm not a huge like, yeah, car movie. Like I saw this trailer and was like, I don't think I'm going to like that. I'm not going to like it. And I really liked it.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it was like the word of mouth that got me to watch it. It's 2 hours long, or 2 hours 16. It feels so short, it's well paced, so it goes by quickly. I walked out feeling so elated, like, wow, I can't believe I just enjoyed a Michael Bay movie. To your point about LA and like the chases, I do remember like the LA River, which is like, you know, a weird name because it's more like, I don't know, a trench. I don't even know what to call it. Like some weird like waterway. But it's called the LA River. And there's this chase where two like police helicopters are chasing the ambulance. I read somewhere, I can't remember where, that like they surprised the actors or the stunt doubles, whoever, with like a certain piece of it, like that there were going to be two helicopters, that they're going to be helicopters at all, because I guess they wanted to, I don't know, make the driver go wacky. I don't know, like what, because it's not like you're seeing the people inside, but it is really cool. Like it's really cool to see, again, it's shot really well with the drones. One thing I noticed though, and I appreciated that they didn't bother to like, you see the so you watch the helicopters and you see that they have, I had totally forgotten about this. You see that they have cameras on the helicopters. So one helicopter has it, I think, on the front, or maybe one doesn't have a camera at all, but you see the camera, but it's going by so fast that you're not really seeing it, but I kept noticing it. So it's that funny thing of like, you can actually see a camera filming the movie via the helicopter, and they use the helicopter both for the movie and to shoot footage for them. So it's actually kind of cool.
That's cool. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff they did. Apparently, Gyllenhaal was like heavily, like he directed scenes, especially stuff that's like fully just in the ambulance. He was
nobody
like,
else could fit in there, so you gotta have somebody already in there directing.
Yeah,
Zoom called Michael Bay and they held up his phone and he's like directing.
That's right.
But it's really Jake Gyllenhaal directing.
Yeah. Abdul Mateen was saying this, was like, I've never seen anything like it. It's like, I would never ask the director if I could shoot a scene, but Jake did it. Has Gyllenhaal directed?
I don't know. He needs to direct himself to better roles like this one.
Maggie's directing, so.
Right. Take some notes from your older, I don't know which one's older, from your sister, from your sibling. And do some directing, maybe that's
older sister. Yep.
Yeah. See, you're the younger one. Makes sense.
Yeah. He has not directed anything yet. He's a producer on a bunch of stuff, but he has not directed. So maybe the Michael Bay, he's opened the door, the ambulance door for
the Michael Bay train. Choo choo. Wee wee.
All right. I feel like that's enough on ambulance. Yeah. I like it a lot, but it, you know, there's not like, thematic themes. Right. We're not like, you know, super.
Yeah, I saw it in IMAX, and I'm glad I got to see it in IMAX. Again, like Gray said, like, you know, seek it out however you're comfortable, but I think it's a hoot. I think it's a hoot. You'll have fun.
It's a ride. It's a ride.
It's a ride. Get on. It's moving.
Come on. Yeah. Ariel, what else are you up to these days, and where can people find you?
Oh man, I am on Twitter @ThatOtherAriel. I am covering The Staircase with Marissa, yes. The new HBO limited series about the horrific real life crime. And let's see, you and I and Marissa just finished Russian Doll, mm-hmm. and Soon and I will be back to cover the second half of Pachinko soon. I think that's, I'm forgetting something. Oh, The Wilds. Yeah, you and I are, the and Wilds. Jeff will be deep in the wild, so to speak. The Amazon Prime TV show back for a second season.
Yeah, we'll have binge daily pods for you. So once the episode drops on Friday, we'll start recording pods because they'll all drop on the same day. And every day in your feed, there should be a Wilds podcast. So that will be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Hi From Grace. We're almost at the end. We're in the fourth quarter on Winning Time, the HBO
Ooh,
series.
I got that. That was a basketball reference. Thank you.
Episode 10 will be next week. At Finish Our Russian Doll coverage, Shining Girls with Dr. Amanda and Melissa Woodward has been very fun. The show's dark, but it's been fun. And in the complete opposite of Shining Girls, which is a show about a time-traveling serial killer, covering Heartstopper with Matt Scott, a lovely LGBTQ rom-com on Netflix. Ariel joined us for episode 5. So yeah, that has been really fun. I think good conversations and a lovely show that has lovely LGBTQ representation. Yeah.
It's so sweet. It's like so heartwarming sweet. In the best way. It's actually well written and like it's smart and it's been a joy. It's been a joy to watch.
Yeah. I go on a pretty wild rant at the end of episode 5, so stay around for that. And I have sports over on Rob is a podcast with the Offspeed podcast, where we dive into different worlds of sports. This week is Australian rules football with Peter Gus, partner of Shannon Gus. So that was fun. And Lavina joined me to chat about the NFL or NHL playoffs. We'll be back next week. We're going to dive back into the animated world, Ariel.
What? Into the Spider-Verse is back already?
No, I wish.
No.
We're not talking about
even
the good
saying
guys.
It, I got depressed.
We're not talking about the good guys. We're talking about the bad guys. Can you believe they did not have... why didn't they buy the rights to Billie Eilish's song? Why didn't that
they
happen?
They did use it for the trailer. But
I could not believe it was not in the movie.
Clearly, I was going to say, clearly they could only afford it for the trailer.
Gosh. Not bad little animated movie. So we'll talk about it next week. The Bad Guys, animated flick featuring some anthropomorphic animals who are criminals. Not that bad. Packed theater when I went to go see it. So, yeah.
Lots of kids.
A lot of children. Yeah. So that's what we're up to next week. Until then, bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.